AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Bill Cosby is out of a Pennsylvania state prison.
Mr. Cosby, how you feeling? Are you happy to be out?
He did not speak outside his home. The state Supreme Court ruling Cosby had an agreement with a previous prosecutor that he would not face criminal charges related to allegations from Andrea Constant. Cosby flashed the V for victory sign to a helicopter overhead as he entered into his suburban Philadelphia home after serving nearly 3 years of the 3 to 10 year sentence for drugging and violating Constant in 2004. Six more victims, including two children, have been found in the rubble of what was a 12-story beachside condo in Miami-Dade County. Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky tells WPLG the search crews remain motivated.
You know, the time, it's over 200 hours, but there's 145 individuals still missing. So we're continuing to move forward and, do what we do.
The number of residents unaccounted for stands at 145. Health officials in the Pacific Northwest and British Columbia, Canada, say some 100 recent deaths were likely caused by the historic heat wave. The massive heat dome that parked over the coastal cities over the weekend brought days of triple-digit temperatures, the area's hottest on record. It has since moved eastward, setting the highest records ever in southern Alberta and Saskatchewan, Canada, eastern Washington and Oregon, as well as Idaho and western Montana in the U.S. Former President Donald Trump visits the border with Mexico.
The border has never been this way. It went from the best border we've ever had in the history of our country.
Trump attacked the Biden administration for its immigration policies, claiming the border now is open and dangerous. TV actress Allison Mack was sentenced to 3 years in prison on charges she manipulated women into becoming sex slaves. This is AP News. The House votes to set up a select committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection by supporters of former President Donald Trump on the U.S. Capitol. Only two Republicans voted with the majority Democrats, who say the committee is needed after Senate Republicans blocked an independent commission. Another plea deal made by one of the hundreds who attacked the Capitol.
Another member of the far-right Oath Keepers group has pleaded guilty to conspiracy for his part in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. 54-year-old Mark Grodz of Mobile, Alabama, admits to participating in a conspiracy, and he is cooperating with the Justice Department investigation into the insurrection. The Grodz case was kept secret until Wednesday to protect the investigation and his safety before he testified in front of a grand jury. Last week, 55-year-old Graydon Young of Englewood, Florida was the first to plead guilty in the Oath Keepers conspiracy case. Mike Gracia, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.